So we take up the sugi of Bishul Akum. Let's start with the Rambam in Machal Sasura's Parak Yudzayin Halacha Tes. Who's reading today? Yeah. Go for it. Go. All right, there are other things that what? That said we're prohibited. Other things. Obviously, he's talking about... That's true. He's also talking about foods and non-Jews. Okay, there are some things that they prohibited. Okay. No, that's a very loaded sentence. Okay. So let's break that down. All right. Afa pi shein li isuron ikar min haTorah. So there's no Doraisa. There's nothing. There's no pasuk in the Torah. There's nothing in the Torah that tells you this should be prohibited. Nonetheless, they were gozer. Why were they gozer? For us to be far away from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, okay, from the idolater, okay, odd, because what could happen?
We'd mix with them and
marry them. Okay, so basically, what are they trying to aser here? Mm-hmm. What's the prohibition? What? Ultimately, intermarriage. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get into the long, maybe we're not sensitive today, the long causal stream that goes from, hey, that was a great steak dinner, to I'm marrying your daughter. Okay. I already see the rationale is given of chasness, which means, ultimately, we want to stay away from the non-Jew. Okay? But there's something else that the Rambam is saying is kind of interesting, if you think about it. Now, Gemara is going to pick up on this, but there's something a little interesting in the Rambam saying. What's interesting in this Lashon? No. Beforehand. Okay, the afal pi she'ain li yisroon ikar min haTorah. Why is he saying that? No, but why is he saying that? But 1 second, but if this is Durabanan, so just say, listen, Asru Chachamim. Every time he listens to Durabanan, he doesn't say, afal pi she'ain li yisroon ikar min haTorah.
It seems like it's like completely removed on us. It has absolutely no source.
Really? So you would tell me that, therefore, when he brings down the halacha, Purim, and Hanukkah, he definitely should have said this. He doesn't say that there. Doesn't say that there. Doesn't say afal pi she'ein ikar min haTorah. The Rambam seems to be implying that really, what should that have this been? It really, there's some Doraisa core here that exists. Okay, you'll see. I'm telling you, it's going to bear out. All right. So we know two things here. One that we see is the Rambam says afal pi she'ein, that's not from the Torah, and also what's the whole purpose? Why can't you have eat with the have the non-Jew cook for you, right? Because it's going to lead to intermarriage. So we want to distance you from the non-Jew. All right, so you can't go out drinking with non-Jews. Okay. All right, so the first two are what are important. There's a prohibition to have what? To have their bread and to have things that they cook. Now, we're not going to get into the issue of pasakum. That is a separate halakhic area. But no matter what, if you do the area of Bishul Akum, you have to touch on that issue slightly. All right, there has to be some recognition. You'll see. You can't do this area of Bishul Akum without having some comprehension of pas. And I know pas today is mutter. But for now, what do we see for sure? Well, sort of. All right. But what do we see? It's more or less.
Is that bread?
Yeah, bread made by non-Jews.
Made by or with?
Made by. All we care about now is made by. Who said anything about with? We'll get to the with.
Like
no, made by. He cooked it for you. So the Mishnah is on Laman Hamabez. And just start from where it says, what do you call it? The pas... The Hashem and Shalahen. Okay, so now, again, what can you derive from that? Additionally, Pas was Usher, right? But then what happened, there was some sort of Matir that was put in place, okay? That was one of the 18, What? You'll see, keep going.
Well, it says
Pas, what question?
Keep going. That's it. Okay? That's all I care about. Vashlakos. Okay? So what you have to take out of this right now is like this. And you'll see the Ritva's going to... We'll jump right into the Ritva in a second. But that there are three things that are associated with each other. Pas, Shemen, and Shlakos. Okay? What we care most about are the Pas and the cook things. Okay? So you have bread. Let's put Shemen to the side because Shemen's... What?
Oh, God. Historical questions about this because
it's about to come up. Okay. So now, okay. So what's saying? So Rashi says what? Rashi says, what's the problem? Rashi says here that what's the problem? He says, look at Rashi, yeah, Kol Davar.
Kol Davar should be Shulo, Oved Kochavim, that Filu Bifli Tara.
tahor.
Right, showing it's not an issue of kashrus. Meaning, if you use the kosher, if you use kosher kalim, and obviously the food he made for you was kosher, it's still a problem with bishlakim. Okay. The kulu.
Don't we still say stam kalim in
Binyamin? Maybe. I don't know. It wasn't. We do. Also, good question. Okay, now what does kulu mean? Kulu means what?
Including reasons.
No, no, no. Kulu, what's it referring to?
All these items.
Right. Pas, shemen.
And
shemen. Right. Now, do you, he says the same thing again. He says, by the Perish Shnayas, he says, Rov Elo Dvarim, could go on a pas, veshlakos domain, the domain, things like that. What does he say? Omnam. So it's important for us to be away from them, not to mix with them. Kedei. Now that's a little bit different. What's the Rambam saying there? It's a little bit different than what he's saying in the Mishnah Torah. What does that mean? Okay, how does that mean? The Rambam's hinting at a broader idea, which is that it's not just necessarily that by having the goy cook for you, eating with them is going to lead you to bedafka intermarriage. Rather, what? Say in general, if we hang out with non-Jews, what's going to happen?
We become
loose with right, exactly. Right, there's nothing worse than that. Right, that's the ultimate expression. But in general, there's a general idea. Right, in general, you're going to be comfortable with Isser. We don't want that to happen. Okay, so and now again, that's not unreasonable. Right, now before we do the Ritva, let's be clear. What couldn't they Aser? This is all the Rabbanan. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
That they could never do. In other words, if you're so worried about this, why not do the following? Why not say it is usher for you to talk to a non-Jew? Case that solves all your problems.
Who really
as follows. Okay. So anything the goy cooks. Okay. Now trust me. Don't worry about halacha l'maaseh now. There's so many, just in the Gemara. There's so many qualifications of this idea of kol davar. I'm staring at it right now. Go on, yeah. And then one of the other, and Lama Zion, keep going. Okay, so the Gemara agrees. Nice try, the Bein Tam. The Gemara agrees that what's the basis for the Yisur? It's Nisur Durabanan. Why? Because of Chasnas. Okay. Havas, right? What does that mean? What is he saying? Tell me what he's saying. We're going to do the Tosos also in Shir, but look what he says. Okay, stop. So now you got a big problem. So it turns out this wasn't one gzera, even though the Mishnah seems to indicate it's one gzera. What happened? The first thing they did was they said anything the goy cooks is pasur. That was the first gzera. A separate gzera. Okay, separate gzera just on cooked things. Right? Okay. Keep going. Okay, now what does that mean? Obviously it can't mean they thought it was an actual Isser Daraisa. The Gemara itself concludes that it's an Isser Rabbanan. There's never a Havmina like that. Rather what? The key line is what he said. Ah. Oh, so this is an early gzera. So I'm going to be a little hyperbolic, almost as if to say, as soon as Torah was given at Sinai, right? Let's say Moshe came up with benching because that's what the Torah, the Rambam says that was a takana, right? Came up with the lashon of benching. Let's say he instituted the idea of learning Hilchos Pesach of Pesach. And you know what else came into place? This. Right, right. Great. We can go back further than that. Okay. So now you'll see, it doesn't really mean, it's hard to imagine they actually thought Bishul Akum was Doraisa. I mean, that would be a serious problem. Gemara is going to have that indication, because Gemara is going to say, Minahani Mili, right? That was it. Right, that's the problem. Minahani Mili always means, where's the Torah source for this, right? But sort of. But they usually, not Minahani Mili's. They look for Asmachtas. Asmachtas allow you, you'll see, Asmachtas give you a lot of leverage. The Gemara concludes, Asmachta. All right, go on. Well, say it again. So, Afa Pisha Gazra Shlakos, Lo Nichlal Pas B'Cholam. Okay? So even though they were gozer on things that the guy cooks, what didn't they include? They didn't include pots in the beginning. Bread wasn't included. The afalkav. Okay, but very technical. So even though what? Even though you can argue that pots has what attached to it? Right. I mean, okay. There, you'll see there are those who jump in that and say it is a fi is not bishul. Fine. But he's saying you could argue that. Right. He calls it bishul. You could argue that bishul should apply. Right. You would argue that since you cook bread, there's some idea of cooking. Nonetheless, the language isn't what? Afa pi kain eino nichla b'lashon shlokas lo b'lashon bishul egoyim.
Same idea as cooking?
It partakes of cooking. Baking partakes of cooking.
Bread is cooked food.
Bread is cooked food. Even though you don't think of it as cooked food.
It's not raw.
That's true, okay? But he says, even though that's the case, meaning that you would have thought, naturally speaking, naturally, cooked, one second, you're right, but naturally speaking, what would you have thought? You would have thought that the gzira on that on cooked things by goyim would naturally include pas. They say no. Why? Because the problem is that the lashon is shlokas and bishul akum. Bishul means literally like the halachic process of bishul, not the idea of, I don't know, applying heat to this food substance. Okay? We'll have to explain what he's trying to get at.
Are there different terms?
Yeah, afia. Sli. Yeah. Those are different terms. Right. Those are different types of cooking, though. All right? Okay. And there's a lot of consequences. When it comes to sli, there are a lot of, and kashrus, big differences between if you roast something versus if you cook it. All right, Viter, go on. So the Gemara itself says that, right? You have ein ofen ala afui. If you mash al bushel, what's that telling you?
That's
afu,
afia, and
bushel are separate things. Okay. Yud Ches Dabra, the 18 things. Famous, what do you call it? Famous 18 set of gzeras are put in place. So what did they now, what was their new gzera? Pas. All right, so it's interesting. So beforehand, only cooked things were asr. Then what? Then pas. Okay? All right. Go on. Okay, so you can't really understand this yet until you do the Gemara. Let's skip this for now. When you do the Gemara, you come back and you'll see why this makes sense. Okay? What? Ocho b'kashadash b'reini in Dvarim. You'll see why the Gemara brings it. I don't want to give it away yet. You'll see why the Gemara brings it in. So one second. So now... So now skip down to where it says the Yahiv Taima Lemilsa. It's in that paragraph, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. You're gonna have to go back and do this the rest of the Ritva, but I want to get to the point he's going about to bring out. The Yahiv Taima Lemilsa. Okay. So why didn't they want to make a gzer on the pas on pas in the beginning? Right, you need bread. People will die. Meaning, you can't tell me that chastas doesn't apply to bread, right? Chastas should apply to bread. Nonetheless, what? They couldn't aser it. They wanted to, but they couldn't because if they asered pas akum, what would happen? People would starve. Jews need bread you need bread to live. Okay? Mashen came b'shalka. So what's palter? What? Right, commercially made bread. People need that. That's where you get your bread from. Obviously, there weren't a lot of commercial Jewish bakers. So you need bread to be able to live. The Achari Kain. So what happened? So what happened was is that they saw that cooked foods wasn't enough to stop the scourge of socializing taking place between the Jews and the non-Jews. Right? It wasn't enough. So what did they do? Even though they knew about Chai and Efesh, nonetheless, they said, you know what? We have to make pas as well. Okay? Gzira Chadasha. Okay, funny. But if you notice in the Mishnah, okay, of course, don't pick up on this. What came first? What's listed first in the Mishnah? Pas, right? So what is it? Now, it's not. This isn't like a kilakasha, but the riff is saying that, think about it. But the Mishnah lists pas first, which would imply what came first. All right, but you say no, it's the Gzera Chadasha. So that's why it's mentioned first. Okay? That's a good, what?
Why
Okay, fine. Okay. Now, before we go into the next paragraph, take a look at Tosfos for a second. Okay, take a look at the Tosfos on Mamon Zayin Amud Beis. All right. Jesus Veshlachus Mahani Mili. I know we haven't done the Gemara yet. I know that. Okay, but you can still get his point. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. See ya, Josh? He? So maybe they had a havmin about this quasi daraisa idea because it was a very old gzera, okay? Tavshil kedemasha b'hachshmaisa, right? Now listen to this. Umitchila chasnus. So in the beginning they were gozer because of chasnus. The alapas chasnus kol kach. Okay, that's a big problem. Come on, what's the problem?
There's no reason to
actually. No. Okay, let's just translate. Why, according to Tosfos, okay, they were gozer on cooked things. Why were they gozer on cooked things? Because that's intermarriage, right? Now, why weren't they gozer on bread? Well, what's his lashon? Chasnus. Shy. No, look at his exact lashon. Come on, be bedakte. No, he doesn't say that. He says kol kach. It's not quite as chasnasy. Meaning, if I'll be the guy. If I make lunch for Josh, right? He comes over to my house. So then we're gonna have a big problem with. Well, if I make him a lasagna, we're gonna have a big problem with intermarriage. But if we have bread, even if I had, you know, Josh is wonderful. If I make challah, guess what? Not chasas kolka. What does that mean? What does that mean? How can you tell me chasas kolka? What does that even mean? At least Ritva's quoting another Shidu who says, no, there's an issue of chai and efesh. How can you start qualifying? And I'll ask you another question. Are those people who enjoy history? What do you mean chasas kol kach? What's the term we use? What?
You guys trying to take care of his basic focus on his social as opposed to when he's
living. No, right, but I would say, come on, Tucker, say it.
Break bread.
But you break bread.
That is
the ultimate chasnas. Well, of course it is. Hey, what do you mean? In peace conferences, we're going
to
break bread. Okay, so okay, so now we've finished the Ritva. So the Ritva then says, Aval Rabbeinu.
Aval
Rabbeinu.
Where is it? Oh, Aval Rabbeinu from Ramzatzal.
Perish.
Perish. Ain't Sorach.
He says, I love people write this way. There's no need for any of this. Don't worry about it. You guys are going down the wrong road. Why bother with this? Why? Because it turns out, Elavadai.
Yeah.
Look at the strength in his lashon. Elavadai
al pas.
Uh-oh. No. Of course there were goes around pass first. That's your cue, Isaac.
That's problematic.
Why is that problematic?
Factual.
That's pretty factual. According to the first way of learning the Ritva, what came first? Shlokas, and then pass, right?
Not because pass was North America, it's just because pass they needed.
Well, it depends who you learn like. According to Tosfos, exactly. Tosfos would say, welcome to Bishlokam. Tosfos would say that pass isn't as chasnasy, right? Where's the Shlokas, right? The Ritva would say, no, it's actually because of Chai Nefesh, right? But they both agree that Shlokas came first. But No, it's the same thing. It's Rabbeinu Tam. He's not, because in the end, he's not quoting Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, he's quoting the guy.
Exactly, quoting someone else.
But that's a Rabbeinu Tam's opinion.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
he cherry-picks the first part of Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, so you're saying, on Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, I'm giving different.
He has to go through his rayas. That's the reason why he does that. He doesn't like Tosfos' proofs. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright, but I just want to get his last point across. So now what does he say? Of course it was first on pas, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's exactly like it says in the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says what came first? Pas. Right? Umishum
Diday.
Alright? Thou shlakus lo gazru. Okay, so bread is the food of love, right? It brings people together. It's the joining bread. It's breaking bread. Exactly. That's the terminology we use, or literally, right? But shlokas isn't quite as what? As chasnasi.
Just
eating, right? Okay, keep going. The acharei kain.
The acharei kain.
Right. So what happened later on, right? They saw, we're having this, it's not enough just to limit the social issue with Pas. So what are we going to do? We're going to expand the Gzira dramatically, because Pas is one thing. We're talking about everything, right? Because right now we don't have any qualifications. Everything that the guy cooks is now usher, right? Because they were concerned about the problem. But now, what about the fact that Gemara says Mahana Mili? So the Ritva says, right, doesn't ask about bread, only about shlakos, and shlakos is for sure the Rabbanan. You know what he's saying? Unbelievable. Unbelievable what he's saying. There's the Gemara tries to think of it. Gemara says, Mahana Mili by shlakos, right? But shlakos was the weaker of the two gzeras. So why would Chazal search out for some source from the Torah to justify shlakos?
It's not worth it to justify it through chassid. It's not fit. I mean, it's not shayet kol kach.
Right, because it's a weaker gzera. So you want to buttress the gzera by having a deraisa source, as you'll see the Gemara tries.
All right. What does that mean?
this is what's very complex here. I don't want to do the Gemara yet. We're going to do the Gemara soon. Okay, that's the second thing we'll do. But for now, here's what you have to think about. Okay, you have two machlokas in here. One machlokas, what came first? Right? Did they go there first on cooked foods and then pas? Okay? Or did they go there first on pas and then cooked foods? Okay?
Cooked on pas, when was it?
A long time ago.
In the days of the early ones. Which early ones?
Oh, you mean it was with Shammai and Hillel?
That was the first one.
That's a good question. I don't know. Well, there's a Ron that takes this up in more detail of where this gzera first takes place.
Was there a record of one gzera that made?
Look at the switch first, okay? So one machlokus is what came first, the pas or the shlokus. The second machlokus is that if you do want to say that cooked things came first and pas came second, why would pas come second? What's a deficiency the pas has? You have another machlokus. Is it because you really do socialize with cooked things, but not so much with bread? Or is it because if there were goes on bread, that's chai nefesh, right? And chai nefesh, we can't, I mean, it would be crazy. To be goes on bread would mean people might die. But nonetheless, they still went ahead and were goes around pas. Okay?